Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host. And on this podcast, we will be talking about one of the greatest principles of God's kingdom, forgiveness. Let's open our hearts to receive the impartation of this beautiful gift so that we can truly forgive one another from the heart.
There is forgiveness and there is being forgiven. We had something in the news here just a few years ago that I think was earth-shaking. A guy went into an Amish church school and shot the place up. There were a lot of kids killed. And within a couple weeks of that tragedy, the families, that church, and that school issued a statement. They said, "We forgive that man who did it."
Yep.
That wasn't politics. The Amish people are not politicians.
It's true.
They weren't trying to do something to add a feather to their cap. They were trying to do something out of their love for the Lord and out of their love for that man and out of the love that they wanted to participate in changing this world.
Mm-hmm.
How many of the times do you read in the news? Justice. We got to get justice for that person. You want justice for that person? Forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that the forgiveness, if it's going to be effective, is going to come because you realize that Christ gave His life for you. And that's where forgiveness begins.
It's really interesting because forgiveness is tied together with repentance. If you imagine, if you have somebody that comes up to you and let's just say they slap you on the face and then they say, "Oh, I'm sorry." The question is, do you forgive them? If they have not been repentant in their approach in asking forgiveness. If someone is approaching us from their side of it, right? You mentioned, you know, the two different types, whether you're forgiven or you're forgiving, I guess is what it was.
Yeah.
There is that side. When someone comes to you and asks forgiveness, are they honestly looking for forgiveness or just to smooth things over? A lot of people do that. You think you can get away with things because you're just, "Oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry I did that." Well, are you really sorry for that?
Usually you forgive somebody, it's get it off your chest. I don't want to be mad at you. I don't want to be angry. I love our relationship. I don't want to lose that. So I'm going to yield and I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to become reticent. False humility, I forgive you. That's not what Christ did.
There's a feeling with forgiveness. When someone comes up to you and asks you for your forgiveness, usually you can sense when they're asking you where they're coming from. Are they really repentant in their hearts, or are they just trying to smooth over the relationship? I mean, there's a difference in feeling of that, and it doesn't take too much of discernment to be able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy took advantage of me and money-wise and hurt me financially, hurt me emotionally, I have to look at what he did not against me, but against God.
Yes. And that's the truth.
See, that's the truth that Christ realized. Now, if I go to forgive somebody, I can't do it with an arrogance or anything other than I realize that I'm going in the name of the Lord and saying, "I forgive you." My forgiveness opens the door for Him. God has stirred my heart.
Mm-hmm.
The center of forgiveness and being forgiven is about God.
Exactly.
The two people involved, both, no matter which way it flows, both people are going to profit from letting God be the one.
If you have been forgiven by the Lord much, you know what forgiveness means and you know how it feels. You've had an experience that's been written on your heart to know the depth of forgiveness, because I think if I know the depth of forgiveness, then I will also be a really good forgiver.
That's absolutely right. If you could go talk to those parents of those Amish children, to the brothers and sisters and the very tight-knit people that they are, they went through a lot to be able to say, I forgive you.
Yep.
That's the experience you're talking about. And to forgive somebody, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
There has to be a broken spirit, contrite heart. God will deal with you. And what he's doing is he's cleaning out any offense that you had. You can't forgive somebody without a right spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because then the forgiveness is tainted.
Right, exactly.
The times we're living in, there's no political solution.
No.
There's no financial solution. The only solution is to forgive.
It comes from his love for another. If you love someone, it is from God, because God is love. So forgiveness comes based on, because you love someone with God's love, that you're willing, as Christ did on the cross, to forgive.
So, Alan, what you're saying basically is, on a human level, forgiveness does not really exist.
No.
True forgiveness.
Correct.
People say they forgive one another, but it's not effective. It doesn't change the heart of either one of them. So there is no answer in human relationships except for if you bring God into the situation. In other words, it's a relationship with God, because that is where all forgiveness, true forgiveness, is.
Absolutely.
And true forgiveness you can't earn.
No.
It has to come from the Father. We can all be agents of grace, and we can all be agents of forgiveness. And we can also be recipients of grace, and we can all be recipients of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing is that it goes all back to the Father, what kind of God he is. How do I forgive? I can only forgive if I was first forgiven. And Christ did that on the cross when he died for my sins. He died and I was forgiven. So I can pass that along. I think that's a major step for Christianity, to tear down the walls of division. Forgive one another. Bury all the differences and let God's grace bear fruit in all of us.
When you said that, I was just thinking myself, what unbelievable arrogance a believer carries when he cannot forgive his fellow believer just because that fellow believer thinks different, believes different. That has got to be an affront to the Father. If Christ did what he did, went to the cross, after everything that he went through, how in the world are we still retaining in our hearts unforgiveness for the little things, or maybe even the big things, that we've experienced?
Exactly.
He forgave, but he's expecting you to forgive your fellow man. And of course, we just already talked about this. How are you going to do that?
Yep.
In reality, you can't.
We all fall short, and we're aware that we don't have necessarily what it takes. But as we forgive our brother who also fails to be adequate in his dealings and relationships with me, then we look to God to forgive us where we failed.
You were talking about Christ forgave our sins.
Yep.
You know how and why? In a very simple thing, Christ died for our sins. That's why he can forgive us. There is that element that we die so we can forgive.
Let's each one of us daily reach in to the heart of our Father to receive from him the ability to truly forgive each other from our hearts.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.